just cast away. Well, hello everybody. It's Paul and Claire.
Yeah.
I don't even know my. Oh yeah, we are podcasting. And Claire Randall.
Yeah.
And we're here to talk about Audio Boom. What did?
Boom.
It boomed. It's exploded into a nothingness, as far as I'm concerned. And we will be singing. I send an SOS to the world. I send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my.
Message in a bottle. Yeah. So that all depends. Because you've downloaded the new audio boom. It all depends on if you may only get my message if you haven't downloaded the new audio boom app.
So hang on a minute, this is the brave new world of Audio Boom, in which suddenly we're not the the audio's answer to YouTube anymore. We're podcasting! Quickly, everyone!
I must point out...
What?
...that there was an article last night, which...
Yeah.
I should have read it, actually, but I can't find it at short notice. But it was on Twitter, all about the world of podcasts.
Hang on, sorry, Rob Proctor's under the chair there, scratting around for something else to call Audio Boom, I think. Hang on, what we pulled out? Oh, what's it going to be this time? Storytelling! Oh, I don't know. Anything, in-car entertainment. Podcasting!
That's what I've been doing. But there was a thing about monetizing podcasting, because Audio Boom are big on monetizing podcasts at the moment.
Yeah, because it's really doable, isn't it?
Yeah. Podcasting is going into the 6th century, coming in the 21st century. Anyway, so there was this whole thing about people monetizing podcasts and all these new upcoming apps that are innovating in terms of the marketing of podcasts.
Yeah.
Was Audio Boom mentioned in there?
I believe not.
No.
There was a place called, it was called Acast, one of them was, and then there was a Spanish one, which does something with translation software as well, so... it's quite clever because it's more likely to, when you search for podcasts through it, it's more SMAB, I think it was called. It's more likely to get you the podcast you want based on something, some algorithm. But Audio Boom.
So the new app update is here. Shall I read the description?
Oh,
because I
on.
Think it's worth, you know, it needs some
yeah.
air space.
I'm not saying it's totally disingenuous.
Who would pay good money? You know, this is like an advert. So I think Audio Boom should be paying me to read this, right?
Oh,
monetize
yeah.
this podcast, Audio Boom.
Oh, yeah, this yeah? is brought to you. This is brought to you by our sponsors,
right.
Audio Boom.
You ready?
Yeah.
Meet the brand new Audio Boom app.
Hello.
We've listened to all your feedback and rewritten the app from scratch to make it quicker, powerful,
yeah.
and so much better than before.
Wow.
New design.
Yeah.
We've made the app bigger. Brighter and more beautiful than ever before.
How is it bigger?
New home screen.
Yeah.
A brand new design has arrived.
Ooh.
Bringing you all the things that matter to you straight away.
Yeah.
Interest.
Hang on, we need some music.
Want to hear all the big sports news?
Yeah.
Need some comedy audio?
Yeah.
Or just want to relax with a mindfulness podcast? Our new categories give you all the latest and trending posts from across the world.
Yeah.
Your radio, whether artificial intelligence has had an upgrade, meaning your radio is more powerful than you've ever seen. We've also squashed some bugs and made huge performance updates.
Huge.
We'd love to hear your feedback. Tweet us at Audio Boom Help.
Help.
Right, so let's
hang on. Sorry. Audio Boom. Go and get it.
No, please don't. Really don't. Okay, let's unpick this, shall we?
Go on then.
We've listened to your feedback.
Yeah.
Now, how
long has there been
talking about not getting rid of messaging, not getting rid of commenting,
yeah.
not getting rid of, the trim facility, that's gone.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I can upload audio from elsewhere on that score.
I said a year ago, I could go back and find it. I haven't for this purpose of this boo, but I could go back and I could say, there was a year ago when I upgraded and I said, I'll pay the £60 and then I'll see what happens after in the next year. Absolutely, I will not pay any more for Audio Boom. Then I'm not going to give them any more of my money. You know, fair enough, I have a channel with them for as long as that lasts and stuff. And that was all very generous 3 or 4 years ago. But You've wrecked it. It's completely wrecked. Okay, it's got no. It's got no validation being here as a podcast.
No, it doesn't.
And you know what?
And the world doesn't. I've never heard of audiobooks.
No,
but the reason
they'll come back. Well, they won't because they never
they
do.
They never
considering
do.
I've always said this. Considering audiobooks about speech, they've never ever been drawn on anything, and there's an there is an inference, I suppose, that people like me can free speech about what audiobooks are doing. But frankly, they don't care. They don't care. They're not interested in what I've got to say. And a real opinion about the what we could have done with the community. There are people, quite honestly, and I'm not going to be over dramatic about this, but there are people that have relied on the messaging facility. You know what? They were given it, so they used it. It's as simple as, it's a simple transaction of something that was either given or was paid for. Not my problem if you don't monetize it properly and then you don't get the revenue you want. Tough boob as far as I'm concerned. You do it properly or you don't do it at all. We don't have messaging now, which obviously is devastating for some people because they were using it for, like helping each other out and all the rest of it.
See, I have slightly mixed views on messaging.
I know,
messaging,
but let's keep going with it though. Because,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that.
But we can explore each one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Messaging.
If I'm brutally honest, I have mixed views on messaging.
Yeah.
I think. Messaging is like a one-to-one thing. There are numerous messaging apps out there. And it was convenient because it was within the app. So you listen to a booth by someone and you could then click on it and bring up their profile and send them a direct message.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense. But
taking
given
your comments
that,
away when you want to be a podcast host.
Yeah, well, no, we'll talk about comments in a second.
Sorry.
But if you look at the fact that a 10-minute message is 8 megs of data...
Mm-hmm.
That's the size of about 2 MP3 songs. If you're sending, if you're on a free account,
mm-hmm.
that has no value to Audioboom at all.
Well, then take it off 3 years ago.
But these things happen. So what I'm saying is, yes, of course, it's very unfortunate that the messaging is gone, but I can see some reasoning behind why. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's okay for everyone, but I can see why they might choose to take off messaging. Commenting is a whole other issue, but if we're talking about messaging, we're talking about bandwidth, we're talking about server space, we're talking about stuff which isn't bringing Audioboo money. And I'm going to be, and again, it's the monetization thing, but the reality is, while the community is very important to the community, the majority of people who use those kinds of facilities aren't on Plus accounts.
Mm.
So they weren't paying money for it. And again, that's not a criticism of anyone, but they weren't paying money. There was no way Audioboom was going to make money from that. So they had to change their model to a certain extent because otherwise they were never going to make money. If they hadn't done something, Audioboom would be gone by now in its entirety. And that's the reality of it. So I can kind of see why messaging might go. I don't necessarily, I think it's sad. I absolutely think it's sad, but I don't have the criticism for Audioboo for taking away messaging in the same way that I do over commenting.
Especially when it wants to now be a podcast host.
Yeah. I mean, I think commenting is, you can put up a post of any kind of thing. Anyone who reads it has got an account, can log in, can comment. You can make those comments are public. It's just little pieces of text.
But
we're not talking
it's,
massive.
It's really simple. I honestly, honestly believe that there is no business plan at Audioboom. I don't know when they tore it up, but they've never. I don't know how they ever got investors involved. I think it's been people with a bit of pocket change really, that would together sound like a lot of money, and it was. And I think I don't know what it's been squandered on, to be honest. Because there is nothing that whole thing about the artificial intelligence has never worked. Because I deliberately used it just to, and I know enough about it for what it's worth knowing. I think artificial intelligence is just some stupid. It's just a line of text they put somewhere. It doesn't work. You don't get booze based on your listening habits. You don't get booze based on. I think it either plays the newest first if you're lucky, but half the time it misses half the ones I follow. So it's not doing it. It's not doing it right. I don't care really, to be honest. I fell out with Audioboom a long time ago in terms of using it in any seriousness.
And
it's a shame, really.
A bit like I said the other night when I did a boo. I think if you're into audio, then use the app, you know.
No, if you're into audio, go and get Podcatch, some kind of podcatching software.
No, I mean, if you're into
and download the ones you want.
No, go, I mean, if you're into uploading.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're into recording, not into listening.
But Audio Boom, okay, I think, again, I've said this before when I did October 31st. Audio Boom is the only game in town, really, for sort of affordable podcast solution in that the basic account's free, but that is not Rob's, Proctor's, or anyone else's baby. That was Mark's, Proctor's legacy, and that's the only thing they haven't taken away, really.
Mark Rock.
Who did I say?
Mark Proctor.
Yeah, you're not brothers, that's for sure. Mark Rock, he was the innovator with Audio Boom, and it's the only thing that's worth anything.
I think the problem is that
has been taken away.
But while he was the innovator, he didn't have the business sense, and that's the problem.
I don't think these guys do. I think they're self-serving.
They may not be, but I do think that if something hadn't been done 2-3 years ago, Audio Boom would be gone by now in its entirety, and it probably will. It'll probably go.
I think it didn't need to have done. If you, I personally don't see the logic of what's gone on. I don't think this was a move to save Audio Boom. I think it was a move to get some venture capitalists in, or some investors in, give it a bit of money, which they could all afford to do. You know, it wouldn't really matter if they lost it. They'll ultimately probably get something out of the business if it went into receivership or something. They're not going to lose out ultimately, and a couple of people at the very top will go home with quite a nice lot of money anyway. So they've done all right out of it already.
So the key is, if you haven't downloaded the app yet, don't.
I'm going to
see how long it takes for them to take away those features.
Go on, then I'll update, and then you don't update then, because I'm rubbish at not updating things. I'm curious. In the sense,
you're very good at not updating. I bet you've got about 36 updates in your app.
No, I do update.
I've only got one because I update them daily. I'm going to have to do them all manually now, so that I don't update the audio.
I think it's a shame. You're not a serious podcast host, Audio Boo. I don't care what you say. And all that fluff about, you can monetize your podcast. It's just a bit of,
it's rubbish.
It's just a little bit of a gloss over a really stinky fridge, to be honest.
There are two. One kind of, there are two or three contenders. One is an app that you download, pay £4.50. Is it £4.50 a month?
Which one's
that? The other one is
the Howl
dabbling
one
in the adverts market, but it's not. Advertising on podcasts is something which you need serious amounts of plays. Somebody worked it out, didn't they? And it was something like £1,000 to make £8, 1,000 plays to make £8 or something.
It's just baloney. It's almost like pyramid selling that.
If I thought I could make money doing it, I would, because I've got some stuff happening in my, fairly near future, don't I? Really?
I think you'll do it on Libsyn, because you'll get taken seriously on Libsyn. Because people, when you go to Libsyn, people know that you're paying for something that's serious and it's stable.
I think I'll record it and Libsyn I'll upload it through wherever I need to. And if it's enough demand, then somebody may pay me for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You'd be more likely to get, because I think their pricing and their cost model and their business sustainability is much better. They actually really enjoy and love podcasting, and they're really passionate about it. They're not some bloody fly-by-nights that just come in and go, oh yeah, one minute we're going to be the YouTube of audio, and the next minute you're bloody going on about podcasts.
I don't think it was them that said they were the YouTube of audio.
That's been said variously. And what are you buying, really? I mean, people like BBC sit on Audio Boom.
They don't know. They don't have paid for accounts.
No,
they have 10-minute accounts, and they upload this long piece of audio, and it cuts off halfway through.
Do you know,
it's a joke.
So bad is all this rubbishy sticking plaster bolt on. Like the whole thing about Russell Brand. They're like, Russell Brand's coming, hey. And then making everyone have to log in, otherwise they can't post, which decimated the ability to share Audio Booms. That's a bit like Travel West Midlands back in the day, taking all their bus fares down to 2p and nearly went bankrupt. It's bizarre.
They had all these sign-ups, but they were only Russell Brand followers.
Of course they were.
And he was only there for 5 minutes, and then once he left, he was gone.
Yeah.
He's having coaching. Did you know that?
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's gone. He's on NLP and coaching.
Crikey.
Where was I when he was looking for that?
As long as he can shut up enough for his coach to speak, you know what I mean? He's blind. But
maybe that's part of the thing, though. You know,
yeah.
The coaching is all about listening and questioning, and you know, creating a space. So anyway, we don't want to waffle on for too long because coach at the end of the day, I was going to do a boo with you later.
I've had an idea. I've got an idea about podcasting.
Well, you know, I'm due to print an article on Amazon. Animus.
Animus.
Publish an article. I thought we could do an audio of said article.
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
anyway, audio boo.
So look out for me, audio.
You're ballsing it up, and actually, if you've got time, you know, because obviously since you know you're doing so little now because everything you've decimated, it's hardly leaving you anything to do. See if you can go through the website and actually take the references to audio boo off.
Because there's an awful lot of them there.
There's a lot of them there. Adam, audio boo, muh. You know, that would be really good.
They're all amateurs.
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 I think that's a good place to finish.
Yeah.
So, go to Libsyn if you want to be a serious podcaster. But stay with Audio Boom while you can, but make sure you've got a plan B because I think you're going to need it if you're serious about podcasting. We have a bit more of John Mayer here. This is, of course, the Police with the lead singer Sting. Messing the bottle. It's classic in my opinion. Love it. We'll just let John Mayer sing out for you. We won't sing harmonies and stuff this time. But bye for now.
Bye.
Just cast away. I'm lost at sea. Another lonely day. And no one here but me. Rescue me before I fall into despair. I send that SOS to the world. I send that SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets my message in the bottle. Message in the bottle, yeah. Message in the bottle, yeah. A year has passed. I wrote my note. I should have known it right from the start. Only hope can keep me together. Love can mend your life. Love can break your heart. I send an SOS to the world. I send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone